about you, but I am wrecked. Totally wrecked. On the anointing of God. On the glory of God. That's how you want to be, right? You're going to be wrecked. If you're not wrecked, then you're dry, which means you're a religious Pharisee, which means you have no substance, which means you just speak death on people instead of life. And in that case, you wouldn't be watching me because I would irritate you. The anointing knows how to get into your being and pierce through every offense to get it out of your heart so you can be set free and stop being a religious traditional joy killer. That's right. Anyway, it's the truth of the word of God is that you must be full of a substance. That's what it says in the Bible. It's talking about the substance of Jesus Christ. He is the substance, right? And it's that substance that sets the world free. So you need it if you want to do anything in the world at all. You cannot do anything without the substance of Jesus Christ. Because you will be just doing it out of your own strength and your own works, and it will achieve nothing and it will not be long standing. So first seek the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. So first you need to seek first the substance of Jesus Christ and be completely full of him. So that way you can actually be of use in the world. You see what I mean? That transferable substance, same substance that the apostles put on handkerchiefs and they sent it to sick people, and sick people got healed. Normal Christianity. You don't see much of that today. See a lot of religion and a lot of programs and a lot of people going to different types of temples to worship Jesus when he's like inside of you. So you're taking good old Jesus off to the church to worship himself. How's it sound? Sounds a little bit dumb. And demons are dumb. And they do dumb things. And they have people doing dumb things, so you can always tell when people are demonized. Don't mistake that for foolish things that Christ will have you do to prove that you're worthy of his substance. There's a difference. But don't try and work it all out either, otherwise you'll totally miss it and you'll just end up with religion all over again. So the key to this mysterious gospel of Jesus Christ is you rest in what's already been done for you, which is the finished work of the cross, Jesus Christ, and die to yourself and live for him. Amen. Amen. That's the gospel. And when you do that, don't think it's going to get any easier. Particularly if you're listening to the Healing Meal. The Healing Meal will guarantee have everyone turn against you. That's the truth. Why? Because it's the glory. It's the truth. They don't like it. They don't think I should be doing it. They don't understand how I can do it. How can a girl just sit there and do this? She didn't come through our eldership. We did not ordain or appoint or anoint her with our oil, olive oil. So how on earth has she got that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's called being a disciple of Jesus Christ, a real Christian. And we follow Jesus, the anointing, the anointed one. And what happened when they did that? The religious Jews, the religious elders looked at these people and they looked at them and said, why are they all following Jesus? Why are they following us? Who is this Jesus fellow they're following? Where are they getting this information from? Why are they growing? Why are they transforming and changing? And why are they on fire? It's because they decided to follow Jesus and not the religious teachers. Because when you follow a religious teacher, or you put anyone like that on top of yourself, that's the cap, and that's the well that you're putting on top of yourself, right? You're going to drink from their well. You're capping yourself. And so that's not what we're meant to do, you know? We're meant to be free. Free in the anointing of Jesus Christ. We followed the Messiah. And this is a generation of messiahs. The world hasn't seen it yet. So they don't have anything to compare it to. But it looks strange. And it looks like, what's going on here? Who do these people think they are? Blasphemy! Why are they saying that they can say this and do this? It's because they got the freedom in Jesus Christ. They know who they carry. It's the Anointed One speaking through their bodies. It's not Jesus, Jesus, come in so I can get more of you. It's Jesus, Jesus, push more of me out of me and come through me more. So Jesus is coming through our bodies. We're not getting any more of him into us. He already came into us in one go. Now we are letting him, releasing him out of our bodies. He's coming through our lives, through our bodies. That's a literal substance of God. Pouring out like a drink offering. Pouring out the glory. Covering the entire earth with the glory, the substance of God. Which sovereignly goes out onto all humanity and heals them and restores their soul so that they can know the Lord, they can know the Messiah, they can know the God who created them. And no more tradition, no more having to come under church structures and buildings and programs and leaderships and all the hoo-ha that goes with it. No more crappy Christianity that has just looked like the world. Full of religious programs. Full of doing, 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 doing. All this doing, 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 but no substance. Because they don't spend time with the Messiah who's inside of their bodies. They're out here doing, 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 and think that they're doing the kingdom. When he says the kingdom is within, who's the kingdom? He is the kingdom. He's the king and it's his kingdom. He's within. And that substance, that hope of glory, Christ in you, comes up and out of you. Bubbles up, it says in John. It springs up like a well of living water from your tummy. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. The Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, comes up through your being, possesses your soul, and transforms your life. Possesses your soul and leads you in the kingdom. He leads you, trains you, teaches you, and disciples you personally. It's a personal one-on-one relationship by the discipleship of the Holy Spirit. Not discipleship of false religious leaders who don't understand the glory. It's those who don't understand the glory who reject Jesus Christ and the work on the cross. Because the cross is the sending of the Messiah. The cross is the Holy Spirit coming to forgive everything inside of your being that is of the sin and the natural nature, the carnal mind. It removes it out of your being so that the only thing left is the Spirit, making you a spiritual being on the earth, spiritual Israel. The holy ones of God, belonging to the Messiah, the people of God, his spiritual body. Not a religious organization or a religious tradition or an idea or just those that look at Jesus like an outward appearance, like all the religions do, including Christianity. They look at Jesus on the outside and they judge him as the Messiah from what they see on the outside, but he's the king. He's the literal creator of all mankind. But he came lowly and humbly in meekness to bring us himself. But inside of his body, inside of his body is his spirit. And that spirit is now in us. That spirit is what directs us, it trains us, it talks to us, it deals with us. It possesses us. Possessed by the spirit of Jesus Christ, totally full of his glory. Nobody can affect you. Nobody can tell you what to do or how it's meant to look because they haven't seen it before. Because they've been so stuck in the church buildings and in religion. Now it says in John 4, that they came and they seen Jesus. And they were like, why are they all now following this Jesus guy? And he was at the well. And he said to this woman, what are you doing here? And she was like, well, our fathers, they told us that this is where we have to come to worship, on this mountain. And he's like, no, you're on the wrong mountain. We're over on this mountain. The mountain, there's Mount Zion. This is where we worship now, the spiritual mountain. And this mountain where he was saying that you're going to worship is in the low places. It's in the valley. Spiritually, it's the mountain that covers the entire earth. Spiritually, it's the highest mountain that exists. But those who seek me will come to the mountain of the Lord. They'll come out of those church structures completely because they will be hungry and they'll want the Lord. And they will find him out there. He says, you're not going to find us. You're not going to find me. You're not going to find the worship that you're seeking or the water that you need. The fulfillment you're after, you're not going to find it on the mountain that your parents told you to come and worship at. It's not there. That's dried up. That's done and it's finished. The Messiah has come, and now he's saying to her, we worship on this mountain. You're going to worship now in spirit and in truth. It's a whole different mountain. This new mountain of living water where we worship, where we're fed, is completely out of the old tradition, the old structure. Now, I've seen Christianity and I know that they have tried to become progressive in their Christianity and they've tried to remove a lot of tradition. I mean, you've got the real traditional, the old religion, you know, that you've got they've got their tradition and they've stuck to it. And then you see Christianity's tried to evolve from that and move out of that and tried to become a little bit more hip, remove some of the tradition, but they've still got the structure. I don't care if it's old Baptists or the new charismania crazies, it's all of it is still religion. The spirit is freedom on the mountain of the Lord. And it's the bread and wine of heaven for every single person. There isn't just one special chosen person who's got all the anointing, like charismatics will show you, where you go and chase the anointed one at every conference or every door, and you're still life still hasn't changed after you've just done 10 conferences that year. Why is it still the same? Where's my anointing? Why can't this man give me the anointing? You know, why doesn't he tell you that he can't give it to you? Because it has to come from the Lord. It has to come from the Lord. and that's in you. So you don't need to be going anywhere else to get the anointing of God. He's already inside of you. And now you just let him out of you. He just comes out of you through your eye gates, through your nose gates, through your mouth gates. He's spirit. It's the Ruach HaKodesh. This is the breath of life. The Ruach HaKodesh is the spirit of God who created all things. And he's in all things and through all things. And he's in your body. And the yielding of your soul to his possession and to his lordship brings him through your being. It pushes through all the matter, all the dark matter through your body until you are literally transfigured into light. And this generation is the generation that does it. And you can read Bob Jones's prophecy about the army of the Lord and those that are born from 1981 who are in their mother's womb 9 months before are literally the army of the Lord. The army of God. And he says, and I will give them every spiritual gift that they require. I will hold nothing back from these ones who love me. And they get it all. This generation gets it all. It's the ultimate spiritual breakthrough that you've never seen happen before. It doesn't happen inside the church. Because you need to go through so many systems, regulations, leaderships, meetings, and crap to be able to get to anywhere even close, and they still don't have it. Even at the top rank in the church buildings, they're not carrying it. They're not carrying the fullness, the freedom, the fullness of the freedom of the anointing that flows out like oil and honey through our bodies into every single soul. Setting the world free, because you, me, every single person is a child of God. The anointed Messiah is inside every single person, making you literally an anointed one. The literal Messiah generation, the messianic generation of Jesus Christ are coming aboard. They're awakening to what's inside of them and they're moving in the power of God. The whole earth and creation is waiting for this manifestation and prophesying. Creation is prophesying back to you. You speak to creation, it will speak back to you. The Lord will literally appear in all things. He will literally appear through all beings. Because he's the Lord. Whether they know him or not, he still owns them. He created them. He will possess their bodies. And he will speak to you through a bird if he has to. He doesn't care about any of your concepts, your traditions, and he doesn't care about your literal interpretation of scripture. He just cares about your yielding to him inside of him and letting him take control of your body and being possessed by the literal creator of all things. So his living water, his well, his spirit supersedes everything that's ever gone before us. There is no more old way. It's a completely new way of a spirit that's outside of every church building made by man hands. We're now temples of the living God, the Holy One of Israel. We are the holy people of Jesus Christ, the holy people of Israel, who bring the glory in power and in truth to set you free. It is the literal truth of Jesus Christ that you are anointed to go and preach the gospel to all the nations and to set all people free. Not by any of your doing, not by any of your works. Nothing that we do gets us anywhere closer to Jesus. That mentality has come in through the church. It's an external appearance. And it's the same thing as what they did with Jesus. They looked at him from outward appearances and like, that can't be the Messiah. Look at him. But they couldn't see the inside, the glory that he was carrying. He was literal light. There was no darkness in him, Bible says. There's no darkness in him. But they were just looking on the outside and saying, that can't be our Messiah. Just like the older generation are going to say, that can't be our messianic generation. That can't be them. but they can't see the glory on the inside. It's the glory on the inside, the light that penetrates and burns through your body that changes atmospheres. And if you're just listening to us for the first time, you'll experience all different things. You'll start to see and hear the Lord in different ways, and you'll start to move and know Him, and He'll have His being inside of your body, and you'll experience God as a real person, as a real God, intimate God, who's really literally one with you inside of you and always has been. Since the day you believed and born again, He's always been in you. But religion feeds you from the outside. The healing meal will feed you from the inside out. And He loves you. He just loves you. There's nothing that you can do to earn it. He loves you because He made you. He created you. If you make something, you love it when you make it. You're like, I love that. I made that thing. That's mine. Even the ugly stuff on it, you still love it. It's yours. Right? There's no prettying it up or getting it all right. There's no Pharisee. Don't let those religious traditions and that religious leadership, the Jewish religion leadership, influence your walk with God inside of your body. You're the literal Messiah on the earth. You are a literal Lord of Jesus. It's Lord of Lords and King of Kings, right? Little kings, little lords. We're all little lords. That will really ruffle the feathers of the religious people. Blasphemy. How dare you say that you are a Lord of Jesus? How dare you say that you're a Messiah? Well, we are. We have the same DNA as Jesus Christ. Right? He says, give them the glory, so that they can be one with me. So He's given it already to us. And for 2,000 years, we've still been trying to get more of it. And He says, I gave it to them already in full. But religion they're too scared to come out of their religion. They're too scared to turn from their buildings. What are they going to do instead? They want to hold on to their church programs, their religious traditions, their conferences. I mean, it says in the message, Bible, I'm sick of your conferences. I'm so sick of them. Worship charades. I can't stand your trivial religious games, your monthly conferences, your weekly Sabbaths. This is Isaiah 1:13-17. Quit your worship charades. I can't stand your trivial religious games, your monthly conferences, your weekly Sabbaths, your special meetings. Meetings, meetings, meetings. I can't stand one more. Meetings for this, meetings for that. I hate them, says the Lord. You've worn me out. I'm sick of your religion. Religion, religion, religion. While you go right on sinning. How are you sinning? Because you're performing, and He doesn't want your performance. He wants your dedication in your heart. It's substance. When you put on your next prayer performance, I'll be looking the other way. And this is why Christians aren't getting their prayers answered. You see it over and over again inside of these Christian buildings where people are there and they're like, Lord, Lord, I'm praying and nothing's changing. And He goes, because you won't come to me. You're looking to the next leader, to the next fly-by-night apostle. The next fly-by-night church meeting, the next person that tells you that he's the pastor, and so you just submit to someone like there's no substance. You're not transforming. You are the literal sons and daughters of God. You are a son of God. Walk like it. You are the power of God inside of your body. You're Jesus. You're taking Jesus to pray to Himself. You're taking Jesus to a conference about Himself. That's how it is. He He's your literal, he's in your body, possessing you. Come on now. He doesn't want to be going to a church building on a Sunday. He could be sitting at home eating some eggs and having some popcorn or something more fun. But no, you'd carried him off to church and he's over it. Says Isaiah, I'll be looking the other way. No matter how long or loud or often you pray, I will not be listening. And do not know why, because you've been tearing people to pieces and your hands are bloody. Go home and wash up. Clean up your act. Sweep your lives clean of your evil doing, so I don't have to look at them any longer. Say no to wrong and learn to do good. Work for justice and help the down and out. Stand up for the homeless and go to bat for the defenseless. I can't stand your religious meetings. I'm fed up with your conferences and your conventions. This is Amos 5:21-24. I want nothing to do with your religion projects, your pretentious slogans and goals. I'm sick of your fundraising schemes, your public relations and image making. I've had all I can take of your noisy ego music. When was the last time you sang to me? Do you know what I want? I want justice. Oceans of it. I want fairness. Rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. That's Jesus Christ speaking through the prophet Amos. In the Message translation. And so let me tell you, soon the news reached the Jewish religious leaders known as the Separated Ones. That's what they called themselves, the Separated Ones. They thought they were special. They put on special different outfits. They separated themselves from the heathen. Right? That Jesus was drawing greater crowds of followers coming to be baptized than John. Although Jesus didn't baptize, but he had his disciples baptize the people. And Jesus heard what was being said and abruptly left Judea and he returned to the province of Galilee and he had to pass through the Samaritan territory. So there's some territory that he had to go through, right? The religious elders, the religious leaders seen that people all of a sudden they're turning from the religious leadership and now they're looking to Jesus himself. And as soon as that happens, they're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Right? As soon as you start, take your eyes off the leadership and you put your eyes on Jesus Christ, you're baptized in his spirit because you're coming into his anointing. You're coming into his sphere. You're coming into, you're following him. And when you hang around people, you pick up what they're walking in. Right? When you're listening to people, you pick up what they're walking in. So who are you listening to? You know, who are you around? What spirit's getting on you? Listen to enough of the one walking in the true spirit, the Messiah himself, and you will pick up the Messiah's spirit, what he walks in. You'll walk in that. It's the truth. So what do you think they don't want you to do that? Because as soon as you do that, you know, this is why the church is so infiltrated with all the works. Everyone's doing works. Yeah, we've got empowered women. Yeah, we're feeding people here, but this is for community. This is to give people some free food so they don't have to starve and strive and be stressed out. But I'm not working my way into heaven because of it. I'm not doing it because God's going to give me anything for it. I'm not doing it because it's even a good thing to do. I'm doing it because God said to do it for this particular reason, which is community. Right? It opens up community. But you've got to have the Holy Spirit. It's got to be Holy Spirit. Most of the people are doing it in order that the Holy Spirit will be poured out in greater measure on their lives if they do these works. And that's not how it is. He turns away from that. You know? I didn't do this until I was like 3 years. In bed with Jesus, doing nothing else but Jesus. Nothing else but Jesus. 3 years. Not one other thing. He pulled me out of everything. I was teaching at the uni, I was on good money, and I was going that way. And he pulled me out. And I listened to people, you know, who were in the Spirit of God, the real Spirit of God. So who are you listening to? Who are you walking with? And this is the thing, you know, you go back into those buildings, they're the spirits that are, you're going to be picking that up. Now, if they're not walking, if their eyes are on the leadership of the church, because it's the honorable thing to do, and not on Jesus, then you're going to be picking up the spirits of that and not the spirit of Jesus. And this is why we have so much trouble in the body of Christ. Because they're working in earthly and natural wisdom, it's called in James demonic wisdom, right? It's demonic. It's earthly and natural, and it doesn't achieve sovereign spiritual authority in the city. It's a works gospel, and it's not the simple gospel that brings the anointing and the power of God. So when you go back into those buildings, your eyes come off the one who's got the spirit, and they go back onto these ones, and you're picking all that up again, and then every week you have to get it off yourself again. And you wonder why things are going wrong. Why is there so many problems? Why is this? Why is this one down? Why is that one down? I mean, who have you got around you? Some of these Christians, literally, they don't even go to church, which is great, but then they're hanging around all these other types of people who carry all different types of spirits, and they wonder why their lives making going this way and that way. It's because you're picking... They're the spirits you know, that's the company you're keeping. Keep the company of Jesus. This is why I'm always by, I like to, you know, it's just Jesus, me and Jesus. Me and Jesus are majority. It has to be that way. It's too important. There's nothing else worthy. There's nothing else more important. There's nothing else worth doing. There's nothing else that's worthy at all. Nothing else that satisfies. This is the eternal gospel, the bliss of heaven. The ecstasy of God that actually puts you out of your own mind, puts you into His mind, and it makes you high on His power. It's a spiritual substance, right? People put it's called substance abuse in the natural, right? People are out there looking for substances so they can get high or get out of their own mind and into some other type of mindset. And they do that by taking a substance. Whatever substance it is, right? As soon as your body starts to feel irritable, discontented, you want something. You're looking for something, right? And you try everything in the world and or you're sitting there and you're doing all these works and you lose interest after a while because you're sick of it and there's no gratitude and people are selfish and you're dealing with demons constantly, but you're not having the power to set anyone free from the demonic that's in them. So then it's getting on you and you're like, yeah! And then you're looking for these substances everywhere. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not very fruitful if you're going to church and you're picking up a drink and a cigarette. When you were out of the church and you weren't, it tells me that there's something in those spirits in the church that are not pure in the Godhead. Because their eyes are on what? The leadership of the church and not on the leadership of the kingdom. There's a difference. It's a spiritual church, a spiritual gospel. And the leader of this entire thing is Jesus Christ. And as soon as you take your eyes off the off the natural religious leadership and put your eyes on, sound like somebody just got delivered hardcore then. Like a demon just left their body, shakaraka. Oh! Good. We can use one less demon around here in this atmosphere. As soon as you take your eyes off the natural religious leadership, the church buildings, or religious structure, and you put your eyes focused only on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, Christ in your hope of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the angel of commander armies, the Lord. As soon as you do that, news reaches the religious leaders and they go, why are you following Jesus over here? We've got Jesus here. You should be coming here to worship. This is where Jesus is. We're the authority and we have Jesus. And Jesus said in John 4, no. No longer do you go there to worship because that's not where I am. I'm a spirit. And now, from now on in, you're going to worship me in spirit and truth, and I'm going to lead you in the spirit. They won't know what's going on because they're stuck in the natural realm, because they won't come out of their systems. They won't come out of their church buildings, their religious, their traditions. They're stuck to what all their parents and their grandparents have made them do for their lives. And they're full of fear. They've got no courage and they're not bold and they won't walk away from it. They'll stay in it and they'll rot to their death because of it. It's their own fault. We've had the Messiah here for 2,000 years to set us free, free, free. But people are fearful constantly about what other people are going to think about them or say about them. And it's rubbish. And so how many come through the gate, Lord? How many come through the narrow gate? How many make it? I tell you what, not many. And guess what? All those stuck in the natural realm who can't even hear or see the Spirit think they're going, think they've made it, think they've arrived because they've got all the knowledge, they've done all the conferences, they've even come through the eldership chain and got ordained on a stage in front of 100 people that said, now you're a leader. But they're in the natural realm. They can't even see the Messiah. Because he says you've got to do it in the spirit, and in order to get the spirit, you have to completely come out of that place of worship where they told you you have to worship. You have to go against every religious authority and come out of that system. And a lot of religious authorities are in families too. I've seen it, that they hold their children captive to the demonic religious system that they've come through themselves because they weren't courageous enough to come out of it. But if this generation will break free from it because they're sick of being abused and molested and destroyed by the devil their whole lives, and they've got nothing else to lose and they've got nothing else to go back to. The only thing that they want now and the only thing that's good for them, and they know it, is the Lord himself. And they'll come out of those systems, they will follow him, and they will come into the spirit, which means they're going to enter the kingdom, and they will be the messianic generation that will set the entire world free. And you can come along for the ride, or you can stay stuck in the natural realm yourself, little fearful, scared little babies who don't even know that there's a messianic kingdom going on this instance in the spirit realm. They can't see it. They're blinded by their own religious pride and their own rebellion against the Holy Spirit. They rebel against the Spirit, or they kick against the pricks, right? Who's the pricks? These ones who have the Spirit and they offend the natural demonic self of you, your own self, you, your natural self. That sinful nature is constantly offended when the anointing or when the Spirit of God comes upon it, because it makes it irritable so you can get out of it. Well, so you can recognize and then you can awaken to the true kingdom, the Spirit. This isn't about just enlightenment and knowing all the information like the Enlightenment era, right? We know that there's a spirit realm. We know that there's a greater God. We know that there's more to life than just this world, right? It's not about enlightenment. It's about a literal awakening and then walking in the Spirit, it says in Galatians. Now walk in the Spirit. Can you do that? Because that means you need to be rejected by all mankind, by all religious leaders. And as soon as you do that, it says in John 4, as soon as you start to walk in the Spirit, you reject the natural realm for the spiritual realm only, the religious leaders will look to you and say to you, what do you think you're doing? Who the hell do you think you are? And you turn to them and you tell them that I'm the messianic generation and we've come to tear down your temples. And we're setting the world free by the anointing, and there's nothing you can do about it because it can't be controlled because it's not in your buildings. It's out here in the freedom of the whole open earth. The entire earth, it says in Psalms, belongs to the Lord. It doesn't belong to any rich man on the top of the pyramid. It doesn't belong to any leadership in a church or political or governmental system. The entire earth belongs to the Lord, and he decides who inherits it. He's already written it, for it is written, the meek shall inherit the kingdom. The meek are the ones that worship in the spirit, and this spiritual mountain is low. It's in the valley. They're in the valley and they're pouring the milk out. It's not some high class, look at me, I'm so fantastic, gallivanting around the world, I'm this and I'm that. It's a valley. And you have your mountaintop experiences in the spirit, but you live in the valley. Because that's where the anointing's required. It's the people in the valley that need the milk of the Lord. It's the people in the valley that need the drink. So they can awaken out of their natural being and realize that the Messiah is king inside of their bodies and meet him. But how can they do that if we're in our temples and in our little playing our church games on a Sunday? They are locked out of the spirit. This is a natural, that natural religious tradition is locked out of the spirit. They can't see, they can't hear, they don't even know the Messiah. So even when you tell them all that you've experienced and know about the King and that everything that you go through in the spirit, they can't hear you, they don't get it. It's just like blank to them. They will come at you your entire way. What did they do to Jesus? He says, no, I only do what my Father does. I only say the words that my Father in heaven speaks. And they are like, we know what your Father speaks to. I beg your pardon. Look at here. Look at all the written word that we've got. And he's like, but I am the word. And John says at the end of his gospel, even everything that Jesus did couldn't be written in the scriptures. The book couldn't hold it. So you need the spirit to get the fullness of him. You're not bound by a book. You're bound by the word of God, who is the Messiah, the spiritual king in your body. So he had to go through territory. And as he went through territory, he arrived at the village of Sychar, near the field of Jacob that he had given to his sons. He wearied, blah, blah, blah. Soon the woman came to draw water. Give me some, surprise, she said. Why would you ask me for a drink? Jews won't even drink from a cup that a Samaritan's used, right? Because they're so up themselves, right? And if you only knew the gift of God, I'll give you this gift. But sir, we don't have a bucket. This well's very deep. And where do you find this living water? And he says, if you drink from Jacob's well, you'll be thirsty again and again and again and again and again and again. If you don't come out, right, that's the trick. It's a deception as well. If they can keep coming back to that same well and make you think that that is the well, then you're always going to go back to it because that's the only place that you feel like you're going to get fed. And he's like, no, I've got a well that supersedes that well. You don't need to go back there to get fed ever again. There's no more again and again and again and again and again. For my body has been crucified so that now the spirit, the living waters, comes out of your belly, lives inside of your body. It flows out of you, rivers of living water. It's a well that never runs dry. It's a continuous flowing of the spirit inside of you. This is where you drink, eat, and feast, right? But that would put a lot of people out of work. So if they really receive that, listen, I spoke to a person the other day, and do you know what they said to me? I said, the Lord will heal you right now if you want to be healed. Do you know what that person said? I don't want to be healed. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, if I got healed now, then I'd lose my disability allowance. I won't get paid anymore. And I'll have to figure out another way to get money. So I don't want to be healed. I like my life like this. So he literally rejects the Holy Spirit, right? Which means he's blasphemed the Holy Spirit because he's rejected it. He says, no, thank you. I don't want that well. I want to stay natural and in the natural realm. I don't want the spiritual realm. I want to continue being natural. So whether or not this person, you know, this person wasn't even religious, right? But they're still locked in the natural realm with all the religious people who think that they're actually spiritual just because they know the name of Jesus or they've seen the outward appearance of Jesus. But you won't know him by outward appearances anymore, it says in Corinthians. Now you will know him 2 Corinthians. You won't know him by outward appearances. Now you're going to know him as the transformational God who comes from the inside out and he transforms your life that way. Right? Because we come out of the natural realm. It's the truth anyway. This is the truth from the Word of God, and I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. For when you drink the water I give you, it becomes what? A gushing fountain of Holy Spirit springing up and flooding you with endless life. The lady said, let me drink the water then so I don't ever have to thirst again. She's sick of thirsting, and she's sick of having to come back here every single goddamn week to get a new fresh infilling of water. And I don't even want your water because your water's polluted anyway. It's a polluted stream. We want it crystal clear. The water, the river of life that runs down, and there's two trees on each side, and the river of life, there's a garden, there's a river that runs all the way through, and it runs through you over here in the spirit, coming out of that natural realm, not locked in that demonic wisdom or that demonic tradition or that demonic oppression and bondage and fear. If you leave this natural realm, then you're going to be rejected. Nobody will want you. You won't ever go higher in the glory. You'll never be a leader. You'll never have a church. You'll never have this. Well, this is a spiritual church, and it's a spiritual takeover. And you're going to find that this generation do not care. They can't be bound down by your laws and your regulations. You can't scare and intimidate them into staying locked in that natural realm anymore. They've been through enough fear and enough intimidation their whole entire life. This generation has everything that the devil has ever had thrown at them. Totally tried to destroy this generation because of the calling on their lives. Because they won't be bound up by tradition. They will come into the Spirit freely and drink and be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. So thank you for it, God. Thank you, Jesus, that everything that you've spoken to these beautiful souls and hearts today, that the seed would be so planted in their hearts, Lord, that nothing would ever be able to come and kill and destroy and rip it out, that it would go so deep and you would water it, God. I pray that the angels would guard these souls and these hearts and keep them protected, Lord, that no fear or intimidation would be able to trick them or deceive them into thinking that they're natural beings. Let them come into the Spirit in fullness, God, and use them mightily in the power of the glory of Jesus Christ, exactly what it is you've called them to do, God. Open their eyes clearly in the eyes of their heart, that they can see that they would love humanity the way that you love humanity, Lord, that nobody is over anybody else. There's no overlords here, Lord, that it is equal for everybody, and everybody is an anointed son of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what color, what tribe, what religion, what culture, it means nothing to Jesus. Everybody is a child of God, and everybody has the anointing inside of them. They just need to yield to it, believe it, come out of the natural realm of bondage and demonic oppression, and be totally set free into the anointing and the Spirit of Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, everybody. Thanks for listening today. Listen, partner with Royal Street Ministries. It's going to be a good year for Royal Street Ministries. You'd be partnering with the literal kingdom of God, and it will completely set you free. Spiritual breakthrough in all areas of your life. It's just a good thing to do, to partner with the ministry of Jesus. And we need your support. It would be really good for us. We could use your support. I pay everything out of my own money, which is all this TV, all the broadcasting equipment, everything, all the internet, everything comes out of my own money. So any type of support would be good, so we can get on top of things, and so we can really go forth this year and really take people with us, because it's all about bringing people up and taking people with you so they too can advance the kingdom and not be trapped in the natural realm or under bondage and oppression by false and fake fathers and leaders, and literally be set free by the glory and show everybody how it's really done. Because the glory sets people free and it doesn't put them into bondage. Amen. So partner with Royal Street Ministries. Go to my website, www.rawstreet.com, and click the donate button and donate there. God bless you guys. Have a good week. I think I'll be back tomorrow. It looks like we'll be doing the Healing Mule now, Saturday and Sunday. So both days, weekend. I haven't decided on a time yet for Saturday. But it looks like we'll be doing it every weekend. Amen. All right. Have a good day. Love you guys. God bless. And see you next time.